Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 9:30 in 716.
New York lawmakers bag a budget.
The big issue wasn't whether to ban plastic bags, which everyone, at least the Democrats, most of them seemed in agreement with. The big issue was what to do about the paper bag.
Buffalo got an A out of this budget. For the whole state, it was closer to a B. We came out higher than the rest of the state.
Focus seemed to be all downstate.
We have saved New Yorkers over $25 billion, and that's enormous. And so, you know, Western New Yorkers have received, you know, thousands of dollars in savings, and we're very proud of that.
What it all means depends on who you ask, I guess. I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716.
Look, people, especially a lot of Democrats, are not happy with it.
Albany insider Ken Lovett with a bird's eye view of what's being said in the wake of Albany's overnighter.
Democrat after Democrat in the assembly stood up and talked about what they didn't like in the budget, but felt that overall they had a vote for it. Even the speaker of the assembly said there's not a lot of good things in here, but there are things worth voting for, including criminal justice reform.
Is this considered an on-time budget? Because pay raises were on the line for the governor, the lieutenant governor, and lawmakers.
I mean, theoretically, it's a timely budget because it is April 1st. Both the Senate and the Assembly passed it after the midnight deadline. But I believe timely will get them their raises.
Okay, so raises for the lawmakers there, including governor, lieutenant governor, and the rest of the lawmakers out in Albany. Plastic bag ban, this is the one that's gotten so much attention here in the state. It's set to begin a year from now. Were conversations always going on about this? Because it seemed like it was just a week ago this kind of sprung out of nowhere, and all of a sudden it's here.
I mean, the governor proposed it in his budget back in January, but it certainly took on a much higher profile negotiation during the last week or so. But it's always been there. The big issue wasn't whether to ban plastic bags, which everyone, at least the Democrats, most of them seemed in agreement with. The big issue was what to do about the paper bags. And there is a 5-cent fee for paper bags, if you use paper bags at the grocery. But what angered some Democrats is it's optional. The counties can opt into that, or they can just say, no, we don't think we should charge that kind of fee for paper bags. So a lot of the environmentalists and the Democrats had wanted a mandatory fee on paper bags to reduce the use of them, but they got an optional one instead.
Two issues, Ken, that were really all the talk at the beginning of this year as being in the budget were not part of the budget, and that is recreational marijuana and sports betting. So where do both of those issues stand?
Well, I think of the two, recreational marijuana probably has the best shot of getting done by the end of the legislative session in June, but it's not a slam dunk as we found out in New Jersey, where it's a Democrat-controlled legislature and the new governor had made it a key priority and they ended up not voting on it. There's a lot of questions that have been raised. The opposition really mobilized well to boot it out of the budget. They just couldn't get it done, even though the governor really wanted to do it in the budget. A lot of people feel if they don't do it by the end of June, that's going to be the best chance until after next year's elections, because they're not going to want to take up such a controversial measure in the election, even though the polls show that there's widespread support for it. But nonetheless, it is a tricky issue. There's public safety concerns. You know, a lot of the law enforcement raised issues. As far as the gambling, that's going to be tough. There is going to be sports betting at the four existing casinos, but online gaming is going to be tough. The governor has argued, though some disagree, that you need a constitutional amendment. He's not really gung-ho on the issue. So without him on board, the legislature, we'll see what they do. But certainly the committee chairs, the relevant committee chairs, support the idea.
The Democrat-controlled New York legislature passed legislation that will make the state the third in the nation to have a statewide ban on single-use plastic bags. Lawmakers passing the measure Sunday afternoon, little more than 12 hours after the governor and fellow Democratic leaders announced an agreement on a $175.5 billion budget for the next fiscal year that begins today.
Two really good things happened with Buffalo.
Democratic Assemblyman Sean Ryan says the budget gets an A for Buffalo and Western New York.
One is that we increased operating assistance for the NFTA. And that is money that will be here year after year. We did that by putting a tax at rental cars and airport. And then the second thing is we have a capital project for the NFTA. It's $100 million capital, $20 million a year for the next 5 years. We've been pushing that for 2 years, and I'm so pleased that this year we were able to deliver that.
This NFTA funding that was included in the budget, what does it help immediately? And in the long term, how is this going to help the NFTA with their plans for expansion?
So immediately, it's going to help the NFTA because most of their operating money has come from taxes on the sale of gasoline. And we know gasoline prices have been at a historic low. So this new tax that they're going to put on rental cars will start flowing to the NFTA almost right away. So that's going to be able to lift them up quickly. And then the capital is more of a long-term project. But we know we're looking seriously at the NFTA extension out to University of Buffalo Amherst. And one of the things the federal government grades on as they're giving these awards is how much your current system is being used, but also the state of repair of that system. So if that system's not in good shape, it's going to affect our application. So we're hoping with this infusion of capital, the NFTA will be able to bring up the level of service of the current Metro Rail.
All right, one of the biggest items in the budget that'll have an impact on almost every New Yorker is this ban on plastic bags. What kind of a response have you gotten to it just in the last few days since this kind of came in as a final piece of the budget?
Yep. Yeah. So for weeks we've been talking about that, and various people have come to Albany and lobbied and called my office on it. Something the consumer really wants to see is the elimination of the plastic bags. The same people asking for it also realize it's going to take a change in their behavior. So they're going to get rid of the bags, plastic bags at the supermarket. You can still get a paper bag. But, you know, the message to consumers is we're not trying to switch you from plastic to paper. We're trying to switch you from plastic to reusable bags. That's the way we like to go with that.
Is there a reason that's being done now? Has there been like a tipping point you've seen in people using those reusable bags?
There hasn't been a tipping point in the reuse, but where there's been a tipping point is the acknowledgement of the environmental consequences of using those bags. You know, every year, every water authority spends so much time pulling those bags out of water intakes, sewer intakes. Parks departments are constantly cleaning them, you know, out of trees. You know, they blow around like tumbleweed on the prairie. So more and more people are saying we need to get rid of those. It really started picking up steam last year when people started questioning the automatic use of plastic straws once they realized that those couldn't be recycled. And I think that really then dovetailed into this conversation about, you know, why are we using 9 billion plastic bags a year?
Meanwhile, on the other side of the aisle,
the biggest takeaway are some of the disappointments dealing with upstate New York.
Republican Angelo Morinello is somewhat disappointed by many aspects of the new spending plan.
They did not restore the extreme winter recovery funds at $63 million. That assists all the towns for snow removal, winter damage. They did not put the entire amount back for Be Fair to Direct Care for the DDONI workers. There's a number of things that I think could have gone a different way, but the focus seemed to be all downstate. It had to do with the MTA. It had to do with the Long Island Railroad. And so they did do the congestion pricing, which they would use as a dedicated source of revenue. They increased the sales tax on rentals of 6%, which will go to the local transit authorities. The some of the bigger things, though, was the criminal justice reform. They eliminated cash bail for most misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. However, in reviewing the pages of the actual bill, there's still a lot of discretion with the judges and with the police as far as the forms of bail. You always have to try and do the least restrictive form. They did the 30-30 speedy trial. They put some teeth into declaration of speedy trial. The discovery, the 240 section, is completely eliminated, and they've done open discovery, mandatory open discovery. So those were not bad. They're a little drastic because they've changed some laws that have been around for a while and procedures, but it's not harmful. It actually helps defendants. One disturbing thing is, misdemeanors used to be up to 1 year in a local facility. They reduced the 1 year now to 364 days. The reason being is the immigrants who would have gotten convicted of a crime that could have given them 1 year in jail or more would have subjected them to deportation. By having the maximum on a misdemeanor of 364 days, it avoids any deportation on anyone who does commit a crime. I said the MTA, they put money into the MTA. One thing that was also disturbing is campaign finance reform dealing with public financing. And what they put into it is a commission taking the authority away from the legislature to have an open process and debate it, and they're assigning over $100 million a year for 4 years. Well, let's go back to the extreme winter recovery. That was only $63 million. So there was money in the budget that they could have used. They did reinstate the Dwyer funding, which is big. Aid to municipalities was not put back in the budget. And it's becoming a burden on the counties because they're going to have to make up the differences.
The governor and executive branch are celebrating the new spending plan and agreement with lawmakers, the governor being a champion of on-time budgets.
Well, the best news ever is if you're a taxpayer, and if just about everybody is in the state of New York, in Western New York, you are going to see a reduction in your taxes, number one.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul speaking on behalf of the governor's office on WBEN Monday morning.
Middle-class tax cut is going to continue. But secondly, the issue that I went all around the state trying to generate support for was making the property tax cap of 2% permanent. And that is one of the great successes of this budget. There was a lot of give and take back and forth on this. But now we can tell the taxpayers of this state that they can count on a more stability when it comes to their tax bills, that the local tax bills will not go up over 2%. And thus far, since it's been in place since 2012, we have saved New Yorkers over $25 billion. And that's enormous. And so, you know, Western New Yorkers have received, you know, thousands of dollars in savings, and we're very proud of that. So it's part of our effort to recognize that the taxpayers, you know, for most of my life have been taken on the chin. We have reduced the tax rates at the state level, but recognizing that the property taxes actually constitute the largest part of your tax bill. And if we can continue having a certainty that it's not going to go over 2%, that they're going to, all the local governments will live within their means, just like the state government does. We've kept ourselves at 2%. I think that's one of the biggest takeaways, and that's a good news story for businesses and families and farmers and veterans and senior citizens, and everybody who lives in Western New York should be really applauding that they can now count on this, not coming up every single year, but this is now a permanent 2% tax cap on their property taxes.
New York State, second state in the nation now with a single-use plastic bag ban that will take effect next March. How much of a transition do you think that will be for stores and shoppers?
Well, it's an adjustment, but it's an important one. And I remember the days when my brother used to bag groceries at Bell's down the corner, and there were no plastic bags. And everyone used to use either the reusable totes or you had the brown bags. And I heard the assembly member, Sean Ryan, talk about we do want to have a cultural shift, a behavioral shift into realizing that this is really devastating for our environment to continue having something that we know is going to harm the environment, but also nature and animals and everything else. When you take a walk through Chestnut Ridge or down at Tiff Farm and you see these bags everywhere, we can end that within the next year. And I think that's an exciting dynamic. And it just takes a little change in consumer behavior. Throw the totes in the back of your car in the trunk, and they'll always be there when you need them. That's what we do.
Oh, looking at this, there's going to be an opt-in option for the counties. A county can opt in for a 5-cent fee on paper bags. Where would that 5-cent fee go to, and how many counties do you think will opt into that?
That'll go to the county, and that is something that the county can use. And what they will use the money for is the opportunity to purchase reusable totes for senior citizens or people that may not be able to get them. So I think the thought is we have to look at this holistically. And for some families, you know, 5%, 5 cents can be a burden. So we're trying to, you know, maybe help them purchase the reusable bags that you can either purchase at the store and reuse them over and over. So I think we're just trying to be very open-minded about different approaches to making sure that there's not a heavy burden. And the stores have an entire year to adjust to this. It doesn't go into effect until March of 2020. It's not an immediate change. But I think it's an important transition, and I guarantee in a couple of years, people will not even believe we use these for an entire generation.
Now it's on to a focus on legalizing recreational marijuana, something lawmakers and the governor's office expect to get done by session's end in early summer.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.